Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Last week, a woman made a statement that I found rather shocking. She said Americans have too much religious freedom. Unfortunately, this is an attitude that's been gaining strength in certain circles, and we see the results on a regular basis. Recently, during a radio interview, a caller pointed to the separation of church and state embedded in the U.S. Constitution as her reason for opposing our school choice lawsuit that's headed for the U.S. Supreme Court. The exchange gave me a chance to correct the caller and point out that the concept of a separation of church and state, as she defined it, exists nowhere in the Constitution. What we do have embedded in the First Amendment are the dual promises of the free expression of religion and the free exercise of religion. In fact, not only are they embedded in the First Amendment, but the freedom of religion is the first right granted in the First Amendment. It comes before the freedom of speech, the freedom of the press, the right to peaceably assemble, or the right to petition for a governmental redress of grievances. It's so important that the framers listed it first before any other right in the Bill of Rights. Despite that fact, Christians who choose to live out their faith find themselves increasingly under attack. Last week, when the U.S. women's soccer team won the World Cup, we were all treated to the mainstream media coronation of Megan Rapinoe and the promotion of her alternative lifestyle. Contrast that with a person that most Americans have never heard of, but who plays at the same level as Rapinoe. Her name is Jalene Hinkle, a devout Christian who many believe was kept off the World Cup team because in 2017 she refused to wear a special jersey recognizing Gay Pride Month. When asked about her faith, Hinkle said that she believes with every fiber of her body that what was written in the Bible 2,000 years ago is undoubtedly true. This world may change, she said, but Christ and His Word never will. In another religious liberty incident, the Texas Attorney General has filed a lawsuit demanding that the records surrounding the city of San Antonio's decision to ban Chick-fil-A from their local airport be made public. Back in March, the San Antonio City Council voted to ban Chick-fil-A because of donations the restaurant chain made to organizations like the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Councilman Roberto Trevino led the effort and accused Chick-fil-A of having a, quote, legacy of anti-LGBT behavior, end quote. The council then patted themselves on the back for reaffirming their commitment to equality and inclusion. That's the public narrative. Behind the scenes, the Attorney General believes the decision was rooted in a deeply anti-religious bias, which is why the City Council is refusing to make the records public. As I've said before, the freedom of religion may be embedded in the Constitution, but that doesn't mean it will always be. Our forefathers fought to secure these rights, and it's our responsibility to keep them in place. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.